With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has traveled to the West Bank for a meeting with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in his latest bid to end the war between Israel and Arab terrorists. Blinken traveled to Ramallah today for his previously unannounced visit in an armored motorcade just hours after Israeli warplanes struck targets in the Gaza Strip. The Israel-Hamas war is posing a political dilemma for President Biden as he seeks re-election. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more on that.
Michigan Democrats have warned the White House that the president's response to the war could put his re-election campaign in jeopardy. The state holds the largest concentration of Arab Americans in the nation, and many in the community are upset with Mr. Biden's failure to support a ceasefire. Meanwhile, South Florida's Jewish community applauds the president's strong support of the Israeli offensive against Gaza. How Jewish voters perceive his handling of the Israel-Hamas war will be critical in the 2024 election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Elsewhere, Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri unloaded on Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas after he ducked questions about a pro-Hamas department employee.
Senator Hawley blasted Mayorkas after the secretary said he had not fired a pro-Hamas DHS employee and declined to tell Congress what kind of cases she handled as an asylum officer. The DHS secretary only said the woman in question, Nejwa Ali, has been placed on leave. Mayorkas denounced Hawley for the questions, saying he was insulting DHS employees by suggesting the woman's pro-Hamas and anti-Israel sentiments were common. Ali worked for the Palestine Liberation Organization, or PLO, a U.S. designated terrorist group. She praised Hamas's recent sneak attack on Israel. Edwin Mora, Washington.
This is SRN News. Today is the annual International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, and believers across the U.S. will be holding up their embattled brothers and sisters in foreign lands.
Brother Andrew, the founder of our ministry, famous for smuggling Bibles behind the Iron Curtain, 70-some years ago, it was famous for saying that, our prayers go where we cannot.
Ryan Brown is CEO of Open Doors USA.
The church in America needs to be walking with our persecuted brothers and sisters, not because of what we have to offer them, but because of what they have to offer us. Few would argue that we're living in a post-Christian culture, increasingly within the United States. And, our persecuted brothers and sisters have walked a road before us and have set an example, often at great cost to themselves.
Hundreds of millions of Christians around the globe are abused for their faith, amounting to one in every seven believers on earth. Open Doors says the problem has been getting worse in the 21st century. This is SRN News. Schools across the country are preparing for a shortage of cafeteria staples, including one specific one.
It's those little half-pint milk cartons, and it's not the milk itself that's in short supply. Dairy suppliers and state officials say it's the cardboard cartons. Pactiv Evergreen, which bills itself as the leading manufacturer of fresh food and beverage packaging in North America, acknowledges significantly higher than projected demand for its milk cartons. And school officials in New York, Pennsylvania, California, and Washington State say they're preparing backup options, such as limiting the types of milk they offer, pouring milk into cups, using bulk dispensers, or serving other options such as water. I'm Ben Thomas.
A section of the Blue Ridge Parkway in North Carolina was closed temporarily last week after the Park Service got reports of people feeding and trying to hold a young bear. Good news is nobody got hurt, and the bear's fine too. This is SRN News.